Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
People who are not successful, people who want to stay where they are, people who are failures, people who are losers, they don't seek challenge and growth. They seek comfort. They seek staying where they are. They seek maintaining the status quo.
Stay all day, doctor.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. By now, you know about my book, Work On Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Business, Sports, and Life. It is out in all stores now. If you want the audiobook of Work On Your Game completely for free, here's how to get it. Go to Amazon, look up Work On Your Game, leave a review, a 5-star rating, and a review of the book, Work On Your Game. If you haven't read the book yet, thus you don't know what to say about it, say something about my podcast, about something that you read, some way that I've helped your life and made you better or helped you make yourself better in any way, leave the review, take a screenshot of your review on your phone, computer, whatever, send it to me, email me, contact@DreAllDay.com, DM me, send me an @reply, send me a snap, however you want to get in touch, make sure I get it. I will reply with a code for you to get the audio version of the book straight from Audible, completely for free. So you can hear the audio book 100%, won't cost you anything. Just go leave a review of the book. You know my new book, Work On Your Game, is out. I've been talking about it all this time. Now you can get the audio for free. If you already got the digital or you already got the physical, now you've got a reason to review it. Go do it right now. Send me that review. You get the audio book while supplies last for free $99. Let's get to it. There's a better show out. I ain't heard of it. Because you are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is why successful people, and I'm referring to yourself, me, all of us, people who listen to a show like this, why do successful people respect those who challenge us the most? If you know any people who you would deem successful, by your definition of successful, I guarantee the people that they respect the most are those, not those who agree with everything they say, not those who are going to co-sign everything they say, but those who will challenge them, those who will tell them something to their face that they may not agree with, something that they may not want to hear, may tell them when, as we say, when their shit stinks, when their breath's not smelling bad, when they have something caught in their teeth. Why do successful people most respect those who challenge us? In today's episode, I want you to think of two things. First of all, I want you to think about the people who you know, the people in your life, whether it's someone in your family, whether it's a friend, whether it's been a person in an authority position, a parent, coach, boss, a supervisor, mentor, older brother, uncle, cousin, old head in the neighborhood, people who challenge you, people who will tell you that you need to get better, people who will tell you when you need to step it up, people who will tell you when you're not doing as well as you could do. I want you to think about those people, the people who have been willing to challenge you and don't give a damn how you feel about it. First of all, think of them, because I'm going to describe them here today. And I also want you to think of just yourself. I want you to think, who are the type of people who you keep closest to you? Who are the people who you talk to most often? Who are the people you seek out when you need some improvement, when you need to get better, when you know you need to step it up, when you know there's another level that you can go to? Who do you go to? Do you go to the people who are just going to co-sign every idea of yours? Do you go to the people who find the silver lining in every action that you've done? The people who tell you that everything's great and that you're great even when you ain't shit and aren't doing anything? Who are the people who you gravitate towards when it comes to your self-improvement? And I'm not saying I have friends, but I'm saying when it comes to your self-improvement, your professional development, who are the people you gravitate towards? And then I want you to think of the people who have been willing to challenge you in life and tell you to your face some things you might not want to hear. How willing are you to stay around those people? How willing are you to listen to those people? How often do you reach out to those people and willingly talk to them, knowing that they're going to tell you something that you may not be happy about? Keep those in mind as you listen to the points that we're giving here today. And again, the topic is why successful people most respect those who challenge us. Number one, challenge, ladies and gentlemen, any type of challenge, something that is not going to be easy for you to do. I'm giving you the definition here of challenge. Something is not going to be easy for you to do. Something that isn't going to come just naturally to you. Something that's going to require you to stretch yourself in some way, shape, or form. Challenge is exercise for the mind, the body, and the spirit. You challenge somebody's mind by asking them a question that they never thought about, by asking them to solve some problem that they have never even had to address. That's going to be some exercise for the mind, right? The mind might have to sweat a little bit, strain itself a little bit to figure it out, if it figures it out at all. You challenge somebody's spirit, meaning they're facing a situation that's not working out the way they thought it would work out, even though they thought they had all the perfect plans, but it's still not working and they still got to figure it out. And maybe they're on the clock. Maybe there's some urgency to that situation. That's going to challenge the spirit. How much spirit can this person conjure up to fight against these setbacks, this challenge of things not going the way that they want it? If you challenge the body, I mean, this is the simplest one that everyone can understand. You bring somebody to the gym who's not used to lifting 50 pounds, ask them to lift 50 pounds as long as they got a spotter here. We don't want people going, don't go to the gym and hurt yourself, okay? Use a spotter. They not used to lifting that weight. They're going to have to stretch themselves in order to get there. You ask them to do 10 reps, they only used to doing 4. They're going to have to stretch themselves. That's going to be a challenge for the body. But the thing is, with the body, again, is the easiest one to understand. It gets stronger, right? The mind gets stronger when it gets challenged, as long as you step up to meet the challenge. And not if you turn your back on it. Now, if you walk away from it or ignore it and act like it's not happening, that won't make you stronger. The spirit doesn't get stronger when you ignore the challenge, but when you meet it. The body gets stronger, not when you ignore the weights in the weight room or you ignore the treadmill, but when you get on it and do more than you're used to doing and challenge yourself, you're going to feel really sore right after, or maybe the next day or maybe 2 days later, but you're going to be stronger in the long run because you challenge yourself. Challenge is exercise for the mind, body, and spirit. And without that exercise, your mind, body, and spirit, they would all atrophy. They would all begin to waste away. You know what atrophy means, right? It means to start disintegrating just because of non-use. The mind works the same way the muscles do, people. You know that if you don't lift weights, you could be the strongest guy in the room, but if you stop lifting weights, that muscle will go away. All right, you'll lose all the bulk, you'll lose all the strength, and then you'll go back in the weight room, and all the stuff you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore. You got to start back at square one because you stopped challenging the body. Same thing with your mind. If you get out of school and you never open another book, or you never listen to anything that's going to challenge you to think, or you never do anything that challenges your mind after you get out of school, where school, one thing school does well, it challenges you to think. Even if you're thinking about some stuff that you don't care about, it does challenge you to think. If you don't challenge yourself anymore outside of school, then there's going to come a time where you're going to need your mind. You're going to need your mind to do some things for you. If it is not in shape, if your mind is not conditioned, how is it going to produce a result for you? I got an answer for you. We won't. If your body is not conditioned to run 1 mile because you haven't been working out, you ain't been hitting that treadmill, you're not in that kind of shape, but then one day you need to run 1 mile because a dog is chasing you or a bear is chasing you or somebody stole your phone and start running and you're trying to chase after them, but you're not in shape to run after them, how are you going to get away? All right, the dog's going to eat you for lunch. You got to make sure you're challenging yourself consistently, or when it comes time for you to need it, you're not going to have anything to give. I remember the rapper Nas in 2001. Jay-Z had went to a show called Summer Jam in New York City, and he did a rap where he mentioned Nas' name, and then he put out an album, put out a song called Takeover, where he dissed Nas, and he said some nasty things about Nas on that album, and people said, man, Jay-Z is killing Nas. Jay-Z is going to destroy Nas, but Nas was, he came out swinging. He came back ready to go. He made one of his best albums called Stillmatic, which came out around December of 2001 or 2002. I can't remember which year it was. But I remember that album coming out and saying to myself, Nas, he challenged himself. He challenged his mind. Now, he had been doing some work, but it hadn't been that great. His fans and me being a fan has said his last couple albums weren't that great as compared to his debut, which everyone had said was a classic. But when Jay-Z challenged him, Nas's spirit woke up. His mind woke up. I don't know about his body, but his spirit and his mind woke up and he produced some of his best work. When Michael Jordan first retired, his first time, he said, I don't want to play anymore because I don't have any more challenges. I've beaten everybody. It's not a challenge for me to beat everybody anymore. So he retired. Then he came back He came back for an abbreviated season for him. He lost, and everybody said, oh, he's done. What was that for him? That was a new challenge. He got his mind, body, and spirit activated because of that challenge, and he did great things after that. Won 72 games in a regular season at the time, the most any team had ever won in a regular season. Then he went on, won the championship, and did great things. Dwayne Wade, in 2008, Dwayne Wade got injured again. He had continually been getting injured all through his career. He just kept getting hurt. And people were saying, this guy, Dwayne Wade, man, he might not last. He's going to be like some of the other great young NBA players who kept getting injured but couldn't stay healthy even though they had so much talent. His career is not going to last too long. We're not sure this guy's even going to be around. And Dwayne Wade spent that whole offseason. I remember he cut his regular season short, started working out, spent that whole offseason where he was with the USA team trying to make it into the Olympics that year because they hadn't won it in the previous Olympics. And he came back a beast. And he had one of his best seasons. I think his best season in the NBA was the 2008-2009 season. You can Google that season on Basketball Reference because he went and faced that challenge. He got his mind in the right space, his body in the right space, his spirit in the right space. It's not saying that he wasn't in the right space any of the other years, but because of that challenge that people were questioning, not if he could play, but they were questioning whether he would even last in the NBA, he took that challenge and produced some of his best work. And all of us, at different points in our lives, produce our best work when we feel we are being challenged. If you want to produce your best work more often, all you had to do is find those challenges more often, but that's a different topic. Point number two, today's topic is why successful people most respect those who challenge us. Understand that only the successful individual seeks challenges and growth. See, people who are not successful, people who want to stay where they are, people who are failures, people who are losers, they don't seek challenge and growth. They seek comfort. They seek staying where they are. They seek maintaining the status quo. Why? Because it's easier. It's comfortable. I mean, I once looked up, why do dogs like to lay on the couch? Or why do dogs like carpet? They said the same reason that humans like it, because it's comfortable, because it's soft. People who are failures, people who do not succeed, they don't want to be challenged. They don't want to grow because that's uncomfortable. It's going to cause us to have to call up some energies. It's going to cause us to have to do some things other than what we've normally been doing. Everybody doesn't want to do that. All right, this ain't for everybody. We know it brings discomfort. We know that challenge and growth brings discomfort with it. You know that, right? If you know that for you to get better from where you are right now, there's going to be some discomfort involved. You're not going to just stroll through the park to get from here to the level you want to get to next. Going from the iPhone 5 to the iPhone 10, there was some discomfort involved there. For those engineers at Apple, for them to figure that out, it wasn't just some simple, plain yellow brick road. They had to figure some things out. There were some challenges. There were some days, I'm sure, some engineer went home or maybe didn't go home, stayed up all night trying to figure out how do we do this thing that we want the phone to do? How do we figure it out? I guarantee the face recognition now where you don't even have to put in your code or the thumb. You can just look at the phone and it unlocks. I guarantee that didn't just come to people. They had to work on that for years and figure out how do we solve this challenge? That is discomfort. You got to be willing to dance with that discomfort if you're going to get better. Why is that? Because successful people understand that staying the same and maintaining the status quo is the same as death. I repeat, successful people know that staying the same and aiming to maintain the status quo is equal to dying. Anything that isn't growing in this world is dying. You are either getting better or you are getting worse. If you're not growing, you are dying. You're going backwards. Point number three, it's kind of like you're standing on a moving treadmill. The treadmill is activated and you stand still. Where are you going? Backwards. Eventually, you're going to fall off the treadmill, right? So you either got to start running or you can stand there and you can go backwards, but you cannot just stay neutral. Point number three, today's topic is why successful people most respect those in those things who challenge us. Those who challenge us, any people you know of who challenge you at any point, they move us to be and do and achieve better than where we are right now. That's what people who challenge us do. They're going to ask us questions that we may not want to hear, questions that we may never have thought of, questions that we often have thought of, but we didn't challenge ourselves to address. Any of you ever been there before? Someone asked you a question that you have asked yourself, but you just ignored it because you didn't hold yourself accountable to you. But then somebody else asked you and you're like, oh, yeah. And you knew you had thought of that. You didn't even admit it. You just said, I understand what you're saying. Those who challenge us will move us to be, do, and have better than where we are. Successful people live for this outcome. people who are successful. Success means pursuit of a worthy ideal, means we are pursuing, we are moving forward, we are progressing. Successful people live for the outcome of progress. And the only way you can progress is to challenge yourself to be better than you've been, to do better than you've done, and to achieve higher than you have, right? That just makes sense, right? Those go hand in hand. Successful people live for that outcome. That's the only thing that makes you successful. If you're not living for that outcome, it's impossible for you to be a success. Anyone who is opposed to this idea that I just shared, this person is going nowhere and thus they're losing. Because you cannot be neutral in life. The world is literally moving at all times. If you're trying to stay still and maintain that status quo, then you're by definition losing, even though you think you're staying in the same spot. And actually, you are staying in the same spot, but the rest of the world is not. Point number four. Today's topic is why successful people most respect those and those things that challenge us. While we admire and we do make friends of those who agree with us and people who co-sign everything we do and people who tell us how great we are, and I want you to understand that today's episode is by no way an indictment of those people. I'm not telling you that people who tell you how great you are and they clap for everything you do and they always find a silver lining in your actions, even when you're completely bullshitting yourself. And we all know when we're bullshitting ourselves, regardless of what anybody else says and regardless of what we say. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these people. Like, these people exist and they do serve a purpose, because sometimes you just want to relax. Like I said a few episodes ago, sometimes you just want to sit on the couch and eat some ice cream, right? Or some water ice if you happen to be from Philadelphia. That's okay. All right, there's nothing wrong with these people. We do admire these people. We make friends of these people. These people may even be in our family. These people, though, are what we call the yes men and the yes women. Those who kind of just, they rubber stamp everything that we do and make us feel good about every decision we made, even when it's a garbage decision. When we need change, you may admire and love those people, but when it's time to make change, when it's time to make some real progress, when we need some real help and we need some real talk, so to speak, who do we look for? We don't look for the people co-signing. We don't look for the people who tell us how great we are. Who do we look for? We look for those people who don't mince words with us, who are not going to bullshit us, the people who are not going to blow any smoke up our asses, the people who are going to give us the harsh truth, the people who are going to tell us what we may not want to hear because we know it's time for us to make moves. Now, we may or may not do anything with what we hear, and there are people who they can hear it, but they're not going to do anything with it. Listen, I'm telling you stuff every single day. You may have people who tell you, but you do absolutely nothing with it. I mean, you're wasting their time and yours. When you're in an emergency and you need something to happen, some change needs to happen, and you know it needs to be you, who do you seek out to kind of give you some advice, some reflection, some real talk, so to speak, for what that is? Do you look for the co-signers and the yes people? Probably not. Because you know what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, hey, just whatever you're doing is good. And you know that's not true, because you're looking for change. And you know you're in a state of emergency. You know the status quo is not good enough. So who do you look for? You look for the truth tellers. You look for the challengers. You look for the people who will look you in your face and tell you something that you may not want to hear. Tell you that, yo, you need to step your game up, or what you're doing right now ain't working. You need to tear this whole thing down and start from zero. Those are the people you look for. The people who don't need you to feel good about them. Again, the people who don't need you to feel good about them. They don't need you as a friend. They don't need you to be their confidant. They don't need you to feel happy about them. I tell people when I work with people as a coach or a consultant, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not here to be your buddy or your pal, because you already got those. All right, and you don't even have to pay for them. All right, you're looking for someone who's going to challenge you and tell you some things that'll make you better, things that will cause you to make some changes, things that will move you to action, or hopefully move you to action, because there's only so much another person can tell you. You still got to make the decision you're going to take action. But I'm not here to be your friend or your buddy or your pal. All right? I don't need no more of those. Who do you look to when change needs to happen? Who do you look to when there's an emergency? Who do you look to when you know what you've been doing ain't working and you need just someone to shine some light on what the issue is? You don't go to the people who you know are going to tell you everything's great, do you? That wouldn't make any sense. You already know that's what they're going to tell you, so you don't even bother calling them. Now, the question then is, here's the question for you. Do you even have a person you can call who's going to tell you the truth? Do you even have somebody who you have a relationship with that knows they can tell you the truth, know you're going to listen, and know you're going to do something with it? Because another thing about these people who are willing to challenge you, if they tell you something to challenge you that could help you, that will require some change on your part, and you do nothing with it, they're not going to keep taking your calls if you're not using it. Now, some of you right now are thinking of a specific person in your life. I know you are. You're thinking of a specific person in your life who's giving you what you needed to hear, told you exactly what needed to be told to you right to your face. You did nothing with it. And now you can't call them no more. Now you can't call that person to do anything with it. Here's my suggestion to you. Call them anyway. All right. They just might take your call. They don't take the call. Leave a voice message. Let them know that you're ready to take some real action. Don't mess it up this time. Let's recap today's topic, which is why successful people most respect those who challenge us. Number one, challenge is exercise for the mind, body, and spirit. Without that exercise, the mind, body, and spirit, they will all atrophy. All right, we do our best when we're challenged. We perform at our highest levels when we are challenged. If you want to perform at your highest level all the time, all you got to do is find a challenge for yourself more consistently than you have been. And you can do that yourself, or you can employ some help. Point number two, only the successful people seek challenge and growth. Because we know that challenge and growth is going to bring with it discomfort. That's what makes you successful. Your willingness to dance with that discomfort. Successful people understand they're willing to dance with discomfort, not because they're masochists and they want to just be in pain all the time and have to force discipline on themselves. It is because successful people understand that staying the same and maintaining the status quo is the same as dying, because anything that ain't growing is dying. Point number three, those who challenge us to move, to be, and to do and achieve better than where we have been, those are the people who we look for. Those are the people who we want to be around. Successful people live for this outcome. Thusly, we look for people who will challenge us to be, do, and have better. And anyone who is opposed to that is going nowhere. You can just look at their lives. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at their lives. They're going nowhere, and thus they are losing. Because even if you stay in the same spot, the world's moving. So you're falling back even though you're standing in one spot. Point number four, while we do admire and make friends of those who agree with us and co-sign all that we do, and this episode is not to wag a finger at them as if there's anything wrong with these people, because everybody is not going to be this type of person in life. Every human being is different, right? The yes men and the yes women, they're valuing them. We want to have them around because there are times where we just want to chill out, you know, watch Netflix and just shoot the shit and do nothing, right? They're, all of us have those periods. The people who don't mince words with us, the people who give us the harsh truth, whenever we need change and progress and help and real talk, so to speak, those are the people we look for, not the co-signers. We look for the people who are going to tell us the truth, because we know they're going to tell us what needs to change. See, the people who co-sign us, they're going to tell us everything's good. We need to hear from the people who are going to tell us what needs to be different for me to get from point A to point B. To get from the iPhone 5 to the iPhone 10, everything can't be perfect already. All right, that's impossible. So when you're in an emergency and you need something, who do you seek out? The yes people in your life, or do you seek out the truth tellers who don't care how you feel about what they say to you? That's a question for you to answer. And once you answer it, ask yourself, how many of those people do you have in your life? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. As you know, my book, Work on Your Game, is coming out February 22nd. Would you like to see a video of me reading to you the introductory chapter of that book? How about learning how I would build my brand starting today? How about me explaining to you how I landed a major book publishing contract? What about the writing process for putting this book together with the publisher? And how about how the Work on Your Game podcast comes to be? Do you want to know exactly how we put this whole thing together? All of those that I just mentioned are bonuses that you get just for pre-ordering my book, Work on Your Game, which is coming out again February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net to see all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order that book, and get those bonuses for yourself. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. I told you I was going to give you tons of value, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.